opening up things today, talking about high school basketball from yesterday. The Thayer Bobcat boys got a crucial win last night in the Class 3 District 3 semifinals at Kabul. The Bobcats beat the Willow Springs Bears 59-49 in a back-and-forth battle. The Bobcats were led by Hunter Trinkler with 17, followed by Jaden Belcher with 15. After the game last night, Redbone Mike Crace was able to get a word with Bobcats head coach Matt Pitts. Matt explained his thoughts on going into the district championship game on Saturday.
It'll be really hard, but when you get this far, it's always really hard. People, you know, you can't discount a district championship ever, because this is one of the hardest things to do, because you got to put a lot of times three good games together, or for sure two. Our guys will get recouped and get ready to go, and we'll be ready to go Saturday.
And in the other game in the Class 3 District 3 semifinals at Kabul yesterday, it was Liberty beating Licking 67-64. And the West Plains Lady Zizzers, they almost pulled off an upset on Thursday night as Class 4 number 1 ranked Stratford defeated the Lady Zizzers 64-58 on senior night. The Lady Zizzers were led by Jillian Green with 21 and Shaylee Peterson with 16. The Lady Zizzers end their regular season with a record of 17-9 and will start district play on Monday night. Other district play in Missouri from yesterday in the boys' side and the Class 2 District 2 semifinals at Van Buren, Alton got a win over Van Buren 80-70, and East Carter defeated South Iron 71-67. In the Class 1 District 3 semifinals at Bunker, Bunker defeated Koshkonong 109-42, and Couch got a win over Eminent 76-69. In the Class 2 District 10 semifinals at Mansfield, Hartville got a win over Bakersfield 36-34, and Norwood got a win over Mansfield 62-56. In Arkansas yesterday, in the 3A2 at Manila, it was Melbourne defeating Walnut Ridge 41-21. That's a girls' game. In a boys' game, it was Newport defeating Melbourne 52-48. At the 2A2 at Sloan Hendricks, it was the Izzard County boys defeating Bay 37-36, and the Buffalo Island Central girls defeating Izzard County 55-31. In the 1A2 at Hillcrest, it was the Norfolk girls defeating Mark Tree 54-41. The Viola girls beat Maynard 45-33. And the Calico Rock boys defeated Curly Ridge Academy 83-37. Today in Missouri in district play, it's girls action in the Class 3 District 9 championship at Houston. The Thayer Lady Bobcats play Willow Springs at 6:30. That game here on K-Country 95. In the Class 2 District 3 championship at Van Buren, Alton plays Bismarck. In the Class 1 District 2 championship at Galena, Couch plays Chadwick. And other games in Missouri today. In girls action, it's Donovan hosting Notre Dame. In Arkansas today, in regional action in the 4A2 semifinals at Stuttgart, it's the Highland girls playing Southside. In the 3A2 semifinals at Manila, the Melbourne girls play Bergman. In the 2A2 semifinals at Sloan Hendricks, the Sloan Hendrick girls play Buffalo Island Central, and the Sloan Hendrick boys play East Poinsett County, and the Tuckerman boys play Izzard County. In the 1A2 semifinals at Hillcrest, the Viola girls play Earl, and the Calico Rock boys play Marked Tree. And talking about some college basketball, yesterday Louisiana Tech defeated Missouri State 72-70. Today in college basketball, it'll be Arkansas State hosting LA Lafayette. And on Saturday, number 20 Arkansas is at number 7 Florida. Missouri is at Mississippi State, and MSU West Plains will host Three Rivers Community College. Talking about some college baseball, today in college baseball, number 6 Arkansas hosts UT Arlington. Arkansas State hosts Arkansas Pine Bluff, Missouri State hosts Little Rock, and Missouri hosts North Dakota State. And tomorrow, MSU West Plains plays State Fair Community College for a doubleheader. Talking about the MLB spring training here, yesterday the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Houston Astros 9-4, and the Arizona Diamondbacks defeated the Kansas City Royals 13-10. Today the St. Louis Cardinals play the New York Mets, and the Kansas City Royals play the Oakland Athletics. And wrapping up our sports today, talking about the Missouri Department of Conservation, they're inviting the public to complete their Hunter's Education Certification during several sessions scheduled across the Ozarks in March. The training serves as a final step in becoming Hunter Education Certified and is open to participants ages 11 and older. According to MDC, classes will be held on March the 14th from 10 till 1 o'clock at Twin Pines Conservation Education Center in Winona, on March the 22nd from 2 till 6 at the First Baptist Church in Ava, on March 26th from 5 till 9 o'clock at the MDC Ozark Regional Office in West Plains. Prior to attending one of the in-person sessions, participants must complete the knowledge proportion of the certification process either online or by answering the chapter review questions in the student manual. Those who complete the student manual option must bring in the booklet to the event for the instructor to review at no cost. The online knowledge proportion and additional information about student manuals can be found on the Missouri Department of Conservation website. Student manuals are also available at any MDC office. For more information on that, visit the Missouri Department of Conservation's website.